Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the inaugural episode for people who are interested in powerful possibilities, developing patience and persistence with a passion for another P word I can't think of right now. This is, in fact, the P word podcast, and I am your host, Matthew John Armstrong. Yes, I created a podcast around words that begin with the letter P. Why? Because why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? That's a question I started asking myself a lot more lately. You see, I started this idea a few weeks back while I was sitting in the hospital. I'm actually presently in Tijuana, Mexico, healing my cancer with alternative and natural therapies at a place called CHPSA. CHPSA Hospital is a unique, one-of-a-kind hospital. In fact, there are treatments available there that are only available there, literally. So I was in the process of getting one of my treatments when I just happened upon the idea of how many awesome words that resonated deeply with me that began with the letter P, how many awesome P words there actually were. And so as I thought about purpose and potential, and of course, people, I love people. If you're a people, I love you. I love people. Possibilities. Patience. And on the list went. And I just started writing them down. And I thought, wow, I would like to make a video series. I would love to make a video series just about P words, because each one of these words deserves our attention and unwrapping. And I thought, how silly is that? How silly, right? To develop a video series or a podcast around the letter P. And I thought, why not? Why not? Like many things in my life that have been totally reoriented because of this gift called cancer. That's right, friends. It is a gift. Much on that. More on that later. I thought to myself, that's exactly why I should do it, is because you would think, who would do something like that? So on today's show, I want to start off by talking about one very powerful P word, and that is the word purpose. Purpose. Now, before we get into that, let me ask you a question. What do you think about you actually phoning into me, or if I sent you a link and you could record a question that I could feature on my next podcast? Is that something that would sound cool to you? If so, I want you to respond to this podcast, and I'm going to give you a link. I'll make it available for you to be able to send in a question for me, and it can be anything, anything at all, no limits. Ask me anything. Okay, let's get on with the show, shall we? So what was the purpose of that count? Did it serve a purpose other than just being interesting, entertaining, maybe a segue that was unexpected? How about all three? See, the reality is many times our purpose is not simply one thing. In fact, I would say every time our purpose, whatever it is, whether your purpose in the most practical sense with regards to going to the store to get groceries is not simply to get groceries, but is attached to an entire context of meaning related to feeding yourself or your family and so on. So it is with your sense of life purpose. Oftentimes we get stuck thinking that we need some kind of definable one-sentence answer to what our purpose is. And oftentimes we don't know how to express it, but we know intuitively that our purpose can't fit neatly inside some sentence that might sound good, but be unrelated to the real world life that we live, because life is not a statement. It's a connection of relationships. It's not the words, but the meaning of the words. And how do you describe the meaning of the words without words? You can't. And yet the words are not the meaning. So it is with purpose. But that doesn't mean we can't talk about purpose, and that doesn't mean that you can't define a purpose for yourself. It just means that doing so is perhaps a little more difficult than some would like to suggest, or that even the act of developing or finding a purpose or discovering what your purpose is, maybe that act in itself is not just more complex, but requires a lot more thoughtfulness and dedication and work than we often would like to admit. I know one thing for sure, that my purpose here is to be a catalyst, a sort of catalyst of transformation. In fact, I did put it in a sentence, even though the sentence doesn't capture the meaning. If I was going to attempt, it would be something along the lines of, my purpose is to be a catalyst for transformation by being an open vessel for the power of creativity and love. And yes, friends, I know that's quite ambitious, quite lofty, but it's true. That's my purpose. But that's not all. Guess what? There's something else in that statement that I'd like to get into later, and it has to do with a word that is so misused and so labored with pretenses and stigmas. That's the word God. But I won't get into that now. But we will have to, as we get closer to what the core meaning of the word purpose is, it's unavoidable. I'm sorry. And for those of you that are comfortable with God, or as is now often the way people like to talk about it, they talk about the universe as though the universe is intelligent. Maybe it is intelligent. Maybe the universe is in the mind of God. Maybe we are all swimming, as it were, in a sea of mind. Anyway, back to purpose. The interesting thing about purpose is that with it, you can get through virtually anything. When human beings have a sense of purpose, even if that purpose is getting home, for example, when they're stuck somewhere, or that purpose is a much more idealistic goal of, you know, reducing pollution in the neighborhood, or any kind of purpose. Maybe the purpose is to bring humor and smiles to people's faces. Whatever it is, we know for a fact that you're able to transcend the suffering and the burdens of life through your connection to purpose. This is how, for example, people who survived concentration camps were able to somehow come out of it, not only alive, but better off. Actually better off. Because they found meaning in the purpose. And they found that that meaning was capable of transcending all of the physical circumstances that would tend to dictate to you or me why the tragedy of life isn't worth living. But yet, inside this idea of purpose is some sort of transcendence that is literally capable of helping us through anything. Anything. So what does it mean to have purpose, friends? We're going to talk a lot about purpose on this podcast from time to time. We will come back to it. I'm going to be doing an in-depth word investigation. Something that I'm going to feature here on the podcast is the meaning of words, the roots, where they come from. Because oftentimes, It is so insightful, so wonderful, so lovely to actually dig in to where the meanings of these words come from and the insights you can gain by excavating, as it were, digging up the treasure that is hidden within these words and these concepts. We're going to get into that. But I want to talk to you about purpose right now from a little bit different perspective. And that's the perspective of a lost generation, a people who are completely disconnected from any tangible purpose for their lives. What do I mean? Well, think about it this way. Imagine for a moment that you're a young person with an undeveloped mind who's just absorbing everything from your environment, and you're raised on television screens where advertisers and marketers are reaching into you, into your insecurities, and reminding you why you must buy. Or nowadays, it's an iPad screen or an iPhone or a smartphone that's only 5 inches from their faces, and in between the flashing lights and sound, which stimulate parts of the brain at a young age that are simply irresponsible. Once you know the science, for any parent to do that, you should get educated, because it's not good for their brains. On top of that, what are we doing? We're creating a generation of young people who, on the one hand, are deeply disconnected and who want real, authentic relationships and meaning in their life, while simultaneously feeding them an endless supply of meaninglessness mixed with the most intelligent among us, the thought leaders of the day, the people who are supposed to be on the cutting edges of progress, announcing to the world that the universe is just a big cosmic accident that fell together to create these awkward machines that we are, that there is no purpose, that there is no meaning. At the bottom of it all, we just made up any sense of purpose or meaning as some sort of psychological crutch, and that the strongest amongst us are the heartless. What do you think the result is with regards to purpose? We can see what the result is. You have an epidemic of young people cutting themselves, hurting for what? To feel something meaningful. You have an epidemic of young people on antidepressants, obesity, and so on. And we can see that we're just at the beginning of what's to come. And so we need to have a conversation around what it means, what meaning itself means, and why purpose is such an important word for this day and age. Because, friends, where we're headed is not pretty unless we begin to grapple with our purpose on purpose. This is my segment about lame jokes. I make up lame jokes. I like to make up jokes, and most of the time they're lame, so I call it the lame joke section. Are you ready? This is a really lame cancer joke. You ready? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, so I went and got my PET scan yesterday to see how we were doing. And when I got the images back, I looked closely, and I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I didn't see any pets. Yeah, super lame, I know. So when it comes to purpose, finding your purpose and talking about purpose and developing your purpose, I would say developing your purpose is probably a better way to think about it. You're not just engaged in some activity that's abstract and not connected to the real world. You're actually becoming more connected to the real world. And the reason why is because your purpose is a lifeline. It's actually a connection to what matters most. And it's when human beings are engaged in what matters most that we see life emerge in all of its beauty and complexity and potential. And it's through you developing your purpose in going after what matters most in life, discovering what that is for yourself, and being willing to take on the challenge and the responsibility of actually choosing to say yes to that purpose, to that potential, to what matters most. It's in the challenge that you discover what you're really made of, and you actually come in contact with more than what you're made of. Yes, your purpose connects you to more than you. And it's not important that you do it just for your own sake, though for your own sake, I would say it could save your life, literally. And at least it will figuratively save your life from the hell that is this world without purpose. But on top of that, it's important for all of us, for all of your friends, your family, and for the wider community, even me, even if we've never met, it's important for me that you develop your purpose and invest in developing yourself in a way that is capable of answering the challenge of what matters most. Because while you are doing that, you are simultaneously becoming the answer, the solution, the hope for a world that has gone mad, that has lost its way, that has tried to force us into policies and procedures to treat us as machines rather than the organic unfolding process of becoming that we truly are. We are becoming something. And I think what we can become is something worth fighting for. Thank you for listening, friends. This is the inaugural episode of the P Word Podcast. What did you think? Leave me a comment. I love you. Bye-bye. Now, I couldn't end this first podcast without using the word please. It is another fantastic P word that you'd be surprised how often gets overlooked. Use manners, my friends, and I'm using manners. Please leave me a comment. Leave me a comment below. Let me know if you got this far in the podcast, and obviously I held your attention at least. I'm curious though, is this something you would subscribe to? Is this something that you would like to hear more of? Would you enjoy hearing me go on in a creative manner? Now, granted, it's not just going to be me going on. I'm going to have like interviews and other segments and people call in and all kinds of other cool stuff. But listen, I'm doing my video stuff, right? Now, surely you've subscribed to my YouTube channel. If not, why not? Go over there right now, youtube.com/Matthew Armstrong. Check out the awesome videos I'm making over there. And you know, on my website, MatthewJohnArmstrong.com, there's opportunities for you to support the work, buy awesome merch that says something meaningful while also helping me survive. I am raising funds on my GoFundMe and through the t-shirts and stuff to continue treatments and taking care of my basic life expenses here while I'm healing cancer creatively in Tijuana, Mexico. Yes, friends, I've been documenting it from day one. You can go back and see my big ugly face when I had the massive tumors all the way to now where I have this nice, handsome neck. Sophisticated and handsome, I must say. That is what I'm going for. Ladies, you know my number. No, you don't. But listen, I'm going to shut up. This is getting awkward. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did. Bye.